Well, actually, even myself, I don't know how I came to the UK, because it wasn't in my plan. It wasn't in my expectations. I'm from South Yemen, and we have our own troubles with the North. That time, my country and still is suffering from conflicts and militias fighting each other. It's happened suddenly when I faced a real freedom for my life and real challenges in a place in the Middle East. I realized that I have to leave that place immediately. I have visa to UK. I applied more than 15 times, and every time they rejected. It was very hard decision to leave everything behind. Your past, your family, your neighbors, your history, your experience, your qualifications, your business, your everything. I found myself 6 o'clock morning on September 7, 2019, that I'm leaving this country. I just took handbag, only little clothes, less than £200 in my pocket. I left the rest of the money with my family, wife, daughters, and sons. Then I called the Home Office. They said, okay, they gave me an appointment. Then the process starts. The first question, why you came to UK, or why you apply for asylum? I said, I just came for safety. I don't want anything else. I don't want money. I don't want anything luxury. Just I need safety to give me the right to stay. Then I can walk. Then I can do everything. Then I can contribute to this country. Okay, wait outside. We'll take you with pass to the Berry House. It's in East Dulwich. I stayed there for 2 years. November, I started looking for volunteering work. I was helping the community to solve their problems and benefits, mental health, neighborhoods, a lot of things, a lot of aspects. Then I start the first society with the student union inside Purbeck. I start the STAR, Student Action Refugees Purbeck Society. Mm-hmm. And that year, I convinced the Ben & Jerry ice cream company to hosting and funding the first event for Refugee Week, to just spread the word, raise the voice for asylum seekers. 5 months ago, we established Isabel. She's my supervisor in Purbeck. She called me, Waleed, you like to be part of our new charity? I said, which one? He said, Kala Communities. This, it will be focused with the refugees who got status generally in the UK, and they don't know how to start and when to start, and they are like lost, and we have to buy them. We give them English, we give them like welfare sessions and employability sessions and CV writing and personal statements, and we connect them to big firms.
What was your practice when you were in Yemen?
I was entrepreneurs. I have a construction company.
Mm.
I was importing containers from China, Italy, and Malaysia. I invest for myself, from myself.
Mm.
I invest for my education. I paid for my study in Australia. I paid for my study in Switzerland. Mm. I paid for study because I believe in knowledge. I believe in science. I believe to be open-minded, to know the life, to know what is the meanings of a life, and to know how to manage